This is The Art of the Deal, a SG-1 fanfic written by The Fourth Vine for Resonant, read by Rena Jenkins. The story is not rated by the author, but I'd say it's about PG-13 at the tops. We are very interested in your Earthian arts, the one with eight eyes said. We are large fanatics. Large? He turned to Daniel in an apparent spirit of scientific inquiry. Great. Now he had two linguistically fixated negotiators to deal with, and one of them was rubbery. I think you might mean big or major. Large has a connotation more of size, physical size. Daniel managed to keep a straight face through that sentence. Jack couldn't help but be impressed. The click-click gidgets, or whatever they were called, were smaller than the Asgard. Although none of the Asgard had wings, that had to increase the surface area a lot, which explained why they kept it so hot in here, even though the ceremonial negotiating uniforms weren't exactly heavy. Jack was sweating. We are big or major fanatics of your Earthian artistes, Eight Eyes said. We would so like to view a skilled performance of your great Earthian art in person. In fact, it is why we have contextualized you. Jack squinted at Eight Eyes. Which great Earthian art? We understand, and this was coming from 17 Eyes, who Jack was pretty sure was the leader. They were getting to the heart of the negotiations then. He had to admire their speed. We understand that your most talentedness and greatnessly endowed performers appear on your cabular television, yes? But we also understand that this is a functionalism commonality to all humans, that all adult, independent, or grown humans commit in it on surprising frequency. God. 17 Eyes was much worse at languages than 8 Eyes or 14 Eyes. Yeah, it was the leader, all right. Cable, Daniel contributed helpfully. It's cable television. Jack turned to stare at him. Was he thinking? Did he have any idea what these things were talking about? Because Jack was starting to have a few alarming ones. Did Daniel ever even watch cable? Like late night cable of the kind that nocturnal beings with hyperspace communications technology might be monitoring? Cable television, echoed Eight Eyes. He sounded gripped. Jack tried to have a satisfying fantasy about throttling someone, but he couldn't figure out who he wanted to kill first. Took a lot of pleasure out of it. Yes, we understand also that you have issues with the bring-ins to our domicile, habitation, or planet of additional Earthians. 17 Eyes was picking up the conversation again. We would not expect to behold, then, your most highly rated performers. It leaned forward appealingly, nearly falling off the conference table that they'd had specially built to accommodate humans. But even an amateur performance would be most gripping and most educational. Consider, scientific information would be exchanged and cultural understanding most facilitatory. Daniel nodded encouragingly. So you'd like us to bring in artists for you to view? He asked. We would not insist on that, no, Dr. Daniel Duxon, Peaceful Explorer. As we understand your first contract issues, we would be so happified simply to behold yourself engaged in such arts as of which you are capable. Daniel's eyebrows came together and his lips parted. That's it, Daniel. Use that great big brain of yours fast. So you'd like me to perform for you? He said hesitantly. We would so very much greatly feel the pleasure from this, Eight Eyes said. Perhaps your so esteemed leader, Colonel Jack O'Neill, United States Air Force, would also display for us. We understand that this is in the most common on the Earth, the sharing of the performance and its results. He took a gulp from his glass of something green and slimy, which the entire team had declined with thanks, even though they'd been provided with extra-large glasses just in case. We would be most happy to compensate for this, and also for such cable premium package billing cycles as we have missed paymenting for, as we understand that this is a pay-for-service in your culture. Another gulp. You were interested in our stasis generator, were you not? Yes, Daniel confirmed. We are very interested in your stasis generator, and Jack and I would gladly perform for you. Although, I have to warn you, we won't be like on cable. We're probably not that good. You know, we're explorers and scientists and, tacticians, not performers. Carter turned to Jack, her eyes wide, mouth open. Perform? She mouthed at him. Teal'c stayed impassive and focused on the negotiations, but when Jack studied him for a few moments, he caught the twitch of a facial muscle. Damn it, Teal'c was laughing at him. We so very unobjectational to this are, 17 Eyes said sincerely and earnestly. We have the greatness of understanding this. We would be honorific to visualize whatever performance is most comforting and customer for you, whatever you might typically engage when you are relaxation in your own privacy of home, yes? The click-click gidget was almost breathless with excitement. Sure, sure. Daniel didn't sound all that enthused, but that was nothing compared to how he'd be feeling after Jack had a few private minutes with him to share his feelings about this whole situation. And they'd probably have those few private moments very soon. Jack winced. Bad choice of words. So, Daniel took a breath. What have you been seeing? Masterpiece Theater? Jack turned to stare at him. That's it, he thought. Proof positive. Daniel's an alien. Damn, we should have guessed. Not like he did such a hot job of hiding it, really. Out of the corner of his eye, he could see Teal'c looking at Daniel with his own version of an "Are you an idiot?" expression. And he was an alien. Hell, Daniel probably wasn't even carbon-based. We are not familiarized with that particular performer of note, 8 Eyes said apologetically. We are more interested in your specialty performers, he added. Oh, Daniel said faintly. Well, we're not, Jack and I, we're not that, specialized. But maybe if you told us who your favorite performers are, we could work something out. You know your Earthian nominims are most confusational to us, 17 Eyes said. But I am most fondular of the Big Hot Cajun, I believe he is called. Silence. Daniel was staring straight ahead, not blinking and not breathing. The penny had dropped, but too late. Way too late. Anyone else? The Great Naked One, I believe he is called. We have also tremendous enthusiasm toward, 8 Eyes said helpfully. Daniel was turning red. Jack sympathized. He himself felt maybe 30 seconds away from exploding. And the Iron Man? He is also of great popularity, 8 Eyes said helpfully. Daniel blinked. Jack didn't think he'd ever blink again. Or ever. He glanced at Carter, who was staring at the tabletop, blushing harder than he'd ever seen from anyone. Oh God, he'd definitely never be able to look at his 2IC again. Or at himself in the mirror. If only they didn't need the stasis generator so fucking badly. He winced again. That was a really bad choice of words. One thing was sure, though. He'd eat his gun before he explained this mission to Hammond. He cringed internally, thinking of the report on this one. Death didn't sound so bad, actually. Peaceful. Anthropologist-free. Teal'c, bless him, took up the conversation, as even Daniel had lapsed into stunned silence. In Jack's case, it might just be permanent. Teal'c had leaned forward interestedly, being careful not to knock over 17 eyes. "I believe I am also fond of some of your favorite performers," he said, and Jack was definitely checking out Teal'c's cable box when they got home. If he got back home. If he didn't, he'd make it part of his last request to Carter. Be happy, live long, and for the love of God, cut off Teal'c's cable subscription. "So tell me," the big guy continued, and there was something entranced and intense, something almost, Jesus, longing in his tone. "Are you also fans of Julia Child?" The end. Reader's note. This fic had me laughing so hard the first two times I went through it, I wasn't entirely sure I'd be able to do it with a straight, voice when I was finally recording it. So yeah, if you're listening to this, this is probably the fourth time I've had to read it out loud. Yeah, this is time number four. Okay. Thanks for listening, and have a good day!